plus feet long that was in there for a weekend that was blocking the fire hydrant, blocking the access to where people use their ATVs. So it's a very much of an inconvenience. They do not abide by the rules that we have for the community. Mr. George has presented to you a very lengthy letter. This is not new to us. We are aware of the Fieldstone management. That management LLC has since expired. Branson Creek was never intended for individuals to rent their own villas. And if you read the covenants, nightly rentals are not addressed in there at all. It is addressed that you could rent your home for like an extended period of a year, a normal lease time, but not for nightly rentals. That being said, it's been declared by three different attorneys that there's no legal document that's ever granted allowing nightly rentals in Fieldstone, and that every owner would have to apply for individual use permits. That's the reason why you've seen so many people from our community at these meetings. I know you have the authority to decide the future of our community, but it seems like you've been favoring the nightly rental owners more than the permanent residents. We're residents of Taney County. We pay taxes. We vote for local officials. We invest large sums of money in our homes and other services here in the community. Our daily lives are constantly being interrupted by loud noise, partying, speeding vehicles, vulgar language. Nightly rentals take over our swimming pools. They allow their dogs in the pool. They bring large boats into the neighborhood. Recently, when they had the monster trucks in the area, one of those was in the neighborhood, raising a lot of noise, vulgarity, and that's just not appropriate for our kind of community, particularly when most of the people in there are elderly people. No neighborhood should remain intact when you have 100 transients at a given time invading our space. We are citizens of Taney County. We feel we've been thrown under the bus since buying our homes as retirement homes. These are our homes, and we take pride in them. Many of the investors don't even live in Missouri. Their sole purpose is to buy these homes for investment purposes and to rent them out for whomever they can make money from. Right now, it's a hot commodity because of Johnny Moore's projects in the area. As you're probably aware, he's currently building three golf courses, additional ones in that neighborhood. One investor who now owns three properties said he'd like to buy as many as he can. We have presented numerous emails stated why nightly rentals will not be compatible with our neighborhood. The villas are only separated by a common wall. There's no concrete. It's just sheetrock. They were not built with the buffers between the villas walls that are required, I think, by code, and certainly to keep the noise down, especially when you have 10 or 12 people, you know, in the adjoining unit. And as has previously been said, the people that have received approvals continue to rent them out, even though they have not had sprinkler systems put in. They have not met the other fire codes, such as the buffers. Essentially, they're ignoring, you know, the codes that we have. Unless there's some enforcement of the county codes, nightly rental owners will continue to break the county codes, and we continue to live in chaos. I ask that this request be denied. Thank you.
Sir,
thank you.
Sir, is there a homeowners association involved in all this?
Essentially, no. There is an HOA, but it's totally run by the ownership. There's three board members. One of them is the company that owns the property who lives in California. The other one is Scott and Stacy, who are in the office, and they're employees of that parent corporation. So the homeowners have no say in an HOA as you would normally think of an HOA.
You have to pay dues, too.
We do pay dues, yes. I pay $525 a quarter for dues. In fact, I dropped my check off this morning.
They're not doing anything for you.
Well, part of that includes mowing the lawns and the snow and taking care of the yards and that type of thing, providing the clubhouse and swimming pools. There are two swimming pools, so that's what's included in there. But they have done nothing for us as advocating our rights. Essentially, at the meetings that I've seen here, they have never appeared to speak one way or the other. They have really just stayed totally out of it, which we, the residents, feel that we have been abandoned by those people. And I know, I think in about a week, week and a half, there is a meeting, and I'm sure there will be a number of people in our community in attendance of that, voicing our displeasure to them. Any other questions?
I have a question. Appreciate you coming down.
Thank you.
We have to do this with everybody.
Okay.
If a lot of the problems, if some of the problems that you all have voiced tonight, if they were being accomplished by permanent residents, let's say you had a neighbor that was a permanent resident, he had seven kids and a bass boat, what would you consider your recourse to be for that? Because I know that a lot of the thing we're discussing are people that are nightly renters and they're not permanent residents and they're doing, you know, A, B, C, and D bad things. If it was a permanent resident that was doing these things, what would you consider your recourse to be?
Well, I think the permanent residents realize what the covenants are and they abide by those covenants. So I've not seen if it's an issue. If it was, I'd probably go and speak to them. I would go to the office management people and say, you know, we've got a problem with this new person that moved in. And, you know, they have this. But I think the residents do not feel comfortable going to the nightly rentals. I mean, if you got a dozen people there causing, you know, drinking, causing all sorts of problems, I as a neighbor don't necessarily want to go over and have to deal with that situation. So I know on occasions people have called the sheriffs, you know, to come out and enforce, you know, those kind of problems. And they, to the best of my knowledge, have responded appropriately.
Okay, thank
you. Sir, if some of these issues that are not being followed properly by the nightly rental people, like the fire extinguishers and some other things that they're not doing properly, if those things were taken care of and was accomplished and taken care of totally, would it be as big a concern to you or any of your people?
I think so, yes. Well, let me answer in two pieces. One is the duplexes, the villas that are there. I personally, and I'm not a contractor, I don't know how it can be put a buffer wall between those two units. They were not built that way. It's a common wall. And so there's no fire protection from one unit to the other. So I don't know how that issue can be taken place. I think a lot of ours are the biggest issues is the noise, the disruption that may people bring in. You know, because I've talked to several people that, you know, they're in swimming pool and there's three or four of them, and suddenly there's, you know, 10 or 20 people coming from these nightly rentals and just come on and take over the pool, and they bring their dogs and they let their dogs in there, and because they don't care, because they're going to be gone, you know, come Monday morning. But we are there day in, day out. You know, and so we take pride in trying to do what we can do, and that's why I think people feel that our space is being invaded by people that we have no control over. And like I say, it's the unit across the street from me, I think rents for about $360 a night, so you're not going to have a couple just come in to do that. What you see is there's four or six families get together and say, hey, you know, if we all chip in $60 a night, you know, we can pay for this. So now you got six cars in the driveway and in the street and all the other issues that, you know, come with that. So it's never just one or two cars there. It's always multiples.
Anybody else got any questions? Thank you, sir. Neil Murphy.
Good evening once again, gentlemen. I'm going to try to read this within 5 minutes. 133 North Tuscan is the 18th application for nightly rentals in our neighborhood. Just like the 17 previous applications, this one was not accurately completed. Not completely completed or accurately. Items not attached to the application according to the guidance code are floor plan showing the bedrooms, parking sketch with square footage, fire district letter of compliance. Let me point out, attached to Mr. George's application posted for this hearing is a blank fieldstone at Branson Creek Rental Program Agreement when that existed. The blank copy is a version dated September 6, 2007. Remember, we informed the Planning and Zoning Commission that we were aware that the developer was using villas to bring in potential buyers combined with a golf package. So we knew about that. They were still building villas and houses at the time. In 2006, six villas were sold to permanent residents and each were told no nightly rentals would be allowed in Fieldstone. Permanent residents did not lie about any nightly rentals. When Kim McDonald, who was the manager at that time, was hired by the developer in late 2007, he was the one that decided on the golf package deal. Note, Fieldstone Villas Rental Pool General Conditions, number 4, which you have a copy of, I believe, number 4 item on their agreement, and the question was apparently brought up by Mr. George, I'm not sure, and I'm sure Mr. George is a good guy and all that, but... And the question was, can I rent a unit myself? That is, book it as my time and rent it directly to someone else. The answer, as part of that package, was no. This is prohibited under the manage and rent pool agreement. The amenities at that time were Murder Rock, golf, and clubhouse. That was the extent of the amenities, i.e. a golf package. No pool or tennis amenities. This tells you that Branson Creek Development did not ever intend for owners to rent on their own as a nightly rental. It was the HOA and the county that did the injustice to Branson Creek communities. The 133 North Tuscany application is the ninth application for the villas. Please take a look at all the red on the map that was previously provided to you in our Branson Creek packet. It would have behooved the county to also list in the conditions that the owner has to comply with the Fieldstone at Branson Creek covenants. You were aware covenants were of record. I realize you don't take these in your decision process, but when you are aware of covenants, that should be a requirement on the conditions. Let me point out, well, it's already been pointed out, about the buffer zone. And for some unknown reason, that's not followed by this Planning and Zoning Commission. I don't understand why not. It's in the code. Clear as a bell. A villa or a home that is rented becomes a commercial property. Guidance Code 6.1 requires a buffer between non-residential and residential uses. The buffer is to be on the common property line, common villa wall, with a 25-foot minimum. Pretty understandable. Your new planning and zoning administrator told the ladies in a meeting that they had that he deciphers the buffer section differently and therefore is not requiring the buffers. Have you, the commissioners, read the guidance code and know what it outlines and requires? Remember, you, the commissioners, are the ones changing the use to each owner. This does not happen until each owner receives a certificate of compliance. You should not take into consideration that the developer and county issued letters stating that nightly rentals were allowed. They were illegal from the get-go. We, the resident, permanent residents, sort of get the feeling that you feel sorry for the realtors and individuals who received the wrong information from the developer. Those people should have gone to different means to get recompense for the action of those who gave them the wrong information, i.e. the developer. We need to stop the approval for this unit along with further applications. All the previous decisions of record and one certificate of compliance should be revoked because of the discrepancies in the applications. None of the applications were filled out properly. And improperly, and some of the cases with Sunset Rental and their number of bedrooms and all that issue. Submissions for their clients, the stay of the villas were 3 bedrooms. We all know that's not accurate. The fire district board is being challenged for giving certificates showing the fire okay when sprinklers have not been installed. According to Missouri statute, 64.150.1.